Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
Welcome to On the Menu Live with Matt Russell. Don't change the station. Matt's not in. This is John Fina sitting in for Matt Russell. And I am thrilled to be here because beyond athletics, beyond football, what I love to talk about is food. It's great to be here in studio. I brought in a friend of mine. I'm going to get right to it. If you want to talk to my friend, don't be afraid to get on the line. Call 880-KNST. Mark Fontana from the New York Pizza Department, longtime friend of mine from the University of Arizona football team. He's also a general contractor. He does commercial. He does residential. He coaches his sons in football at Cienega High School. He's an all-around kind of guy. And now, to top it off, NYPD Pizza, Mark Fontana from one of my favorite places in the world, Buffalo, New York. Mark, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, John. Nice to be here.
Hey, Mark, let's get right into the food bit. I mean, we all know about sports, but I want to know, how on earth did you come out of athletics, general contracting, and start making these wonderful pies?
Well, I grew up in Buffalo, New York, as you know, and my family had Italian restaurants in New York. We had pizza places, and straight about out of middle school, I started working for my dad, and I just fell in love with cooking, and my whole life I wanted to do it again. And I started as a contractor, and it just fell in my lap. I found a place and decided to do it.
Now, I remember back in the 90s, you were doing some stints over at Upper Crust Pizza at Grant and Campbell, but I didn't think the passion was there. And now, you know, I live right around the corner from NYPD, and I bring my kids in there. It's a great restaurant. But tell us a little bit more about how it's growing. What's coming next?
Well, last year we opened another room to the south of it, doubled our square footage in a dining room, or actually maybe tripled our square footage in a dining room, and we put a bar in. We're waiting right now on our liquor license, hopefully mid-December, and I think that'll help the business quite a bit. Everyone wants beer with their pizza, so it's on the way.
And just in time for holiday shopping, where the wife's headed to the mall and the husband could say, honey, you know, I don't feel so good. Just drop me off here at NYPD, and then you can cozy up to the bar, watch some basketball and watch some football and have and now is it going to be beer and wine only?
Well, it's the liquor license, but I'm just going to use beer and wine. I don't want to turn it into a bar hangout type of place. I want it to be family-oriented. We're going to stick with the beer and wine and just keep the beer and wine drinkers that want it with their pizza, keep them happy.
Well, I could tell you from my experience, Mark, every time I go in there, the staff is friendly, they're outgoing, they're attentive, and the place is clean, which I appreciate. I noticed Maria must have had something to do with decorating the bathrooms because, you know, they don't look like you did it. And, of course, that's Maria's your wonderful wife, and she's an outstanding person there. I just have such a nice time every time I see her. Beyond that, though, you know, are we kid-friendly? Because I bring my kids in there, and if they're not welcome, let me know now. I won't bring them back. But it seems like it's going pretty well.
We prefer not to. No, I'm just kidding. We love kids. I've always been with kids. I coach football with kids. I love to be around kids. I enjoy the kids that come in. I've even had kids come back, want to make a pizza, want to play with some dough. Whatever they want, we try to let them have some fun when they're there.
You brought up the dough, and I saw recently there's a sign on the wall that you sell your pizza dough. And do you make that in-house?
Every morning we make dough. We make all our stuff in-house. And every morning we make the dough and we sell it. You know, people come in and ask for certain stuff, we'll sell it to them.
You know, the hardest part about going to your restaurant and ordering pizza with my four kids is you have so many amazing ingredients, so many wonderful toppings that we can't order one pie. It's got to be a slice for one kid, a slice for another. And the other night we were in there and my kids thought, a slice isn't going to be enough, Dad. And I said, you know what? The slice is about, Mark, 12 inches long, and it's about a half a mile around the crust to get there. So if you want to go by for lunch during the week and you're in the area of Wilmot between Pima and Speedway, drop in NYPD, get a slice of pizza and a soda for what's the price on it?
$3.50.
350.
350, yes, sir.
That, and there's more food than a normal human can eat on that plate.
Yeah, I don't usually finish. I don't eat a whole slice myself, so, and I'm a pretty big boy.
Well, we used to devour pizzas back in the day. Yeah. I can get through a slice, but I can't imagine some nurse practitioner coming in from across the street, one of the doctor's offices. She look at that slice, she could probably wrap it around her waist and wear it like a skirt.
They actually do a pretty good job with it, surprising, even the kids.
Well, I asked you to bring in a pizza for me, and, you know, I don't get to order what I want when I go in with my kids, but I went with onion and capicola and eggplant. And I got to get a bite of this right now. I appreciate you bringing it in. That's delicious. I love having different ingredients on pizza. And I noticed when I look down the list, you know, a lot of things you'll find on your menu that aren't on every other menu. Has that become difficult to stock, to store, to worry about turnover in the kitchen?
Not really. My wife tells me that all the time. She said, yeah, too much on the menu. But a lot of the same ingredients work in different areas, so I really don't have to overstock to keep that on the menu. So, and some of it we don't even sell a lot of, but we sell enough to there's no reason to take it off. We have it in the house. So.
Well, and that's a big challenge for restaurateurs, you know, the shrinkage, food spoilage, and things of that nature, and you want to make sure you see the volume on what's going through, add things to specials to move them if they're not moving quite well. Now, tell us, give us exact location, phone number, website, whatever you got.
It's 1521 North Wilmot between Speedway and Pima. Phone number is 207-7667. Tonight, matter of fact, on our website, if you go to our Facebook, we run specials on Facebook. I have a guy who's in-house now. He started with me. He went off and got another job in his field. He, you know, went to college, graduated. But he works on my Facebook for me now, and we keep specials on our Facebook all the time. It's New York Pizza Department Tucson, or NYPD Tucson. You go to Facebook, or we have a website with our full menu on both.
So it's the New York Pizza Department, and a guy tried to get out, but you sucked him back in. He couldn't get away.
They leave, and they want to work at least once a week. They love it there.
Well, I love it there, too. My kids love it there. I urge you to come by Mark Fontana's NYPD Pizza. And if you're in there and you need a bathroom remodel, he's your guy. And he played offensive line at the University of Arizona with me. And if you got a big kid who needs some pointers, you can send him out to Cienega, maybe do a little one-on-one coaching. I don't know if you got that kind of time, Mark, but I'm throwing it out there.
I'll find it.
It's a family-run deal. Mark's sons end up in the shop. I see them in there fairly often. Are they actually working, or do you got to crack the whip?
I try not to let them work. When I was their age, I was in my dad's restaurant every day, and I loved it, and I still love what I got from it, but I want them to be kids. I want them to enjoy it, go to school, and not work their whole life.
So, well, they're happy guys. Every time I see them, there's a big smile on their face. If you got a question for Mark Fontana, give us a call here at KNST, 880-5678. That's 880-KNST, and of course, we're on the menu live. This isn't Matt Russell. He ran off to Las Vegas for the weekend. Had to get away from the grind. And speaking of grind, we got a giant pizza in here from Mark Fontana. In addition to pizza, let's not discount the menu here. A broad variety of Italian classics. I was there two nights ago, do a little research, and the lasagna was just beautiful. It was mouth-watering. I stepped right up, and I said, I'll have the lasagna. And your guy at the front said, I'm sorry, we're out. So I said, I'll have the lasagna. And he didn't think that was funny. So I'm coming back for the lasagna. What else? What else can we find on the menu?
Lasagna, Big Z, homemade meatballs, sausage, calzone, strombolis, different salads, sandwiches, hot sandwiches, cold sandwiches, Italian bombers, meatball bombers. Garlic cheese knots is a favorite of the people who come in. Salads, huge salads, antipastos.
If we don't stop him, he'll keep going on. The menu's long, and it's delicious. Next time I come in, if the lasagna's out, I'm going for the eggplant parm, because if it looks anything like lasagna, I'm sure it's going to be outstanding. Now, Mark, your development company, your contracting, it's mfazdevelopment.com. Is that right?
Right. mfarizonadevelopmentcompany.com, yes.
And you do both commercial, residential?
Yes.
Very good. So I'm going to get another big bite of this pizza here. Tell us about your sons and a little bit about Cienega football.
Well, it was time for my son to go to high school, and I wanted to take him to a good program, a good school. My wife wanted a good education, obviously, so we took him out to Cienega. And Nemer Hassey's the head coach out there. Kind of known him for years. I knew he was a real good coach, did a good job with his program. So we brought him out there, and they love it. They absolutely love it. Winning program, he does real well. Hoping he gets to go somewhere next year. He graduates this year.
Outstanding. Well, Mark, I've only got one concern. I know the beer and the wine is coming, but sometimes I want to come in there and get a soft drink, and I don't see the cherry Coke. Any chance I know you have a very limited soda machine there, but I'm wondering, can we get the cherry Coke on there? I mean, is that maybe it's a seasonal thing? What do you think?
Well, maybe we get the bar going, like get another machine on the other side. I get a few requests for different sodas, and I may get a smaller one on the other side. So I'll put the cherry Coke on for you,
Mark. I appreciate you coming into the studio. Half this pizza is Capicola, eggplant, and onion. On the other half, tell us what we got.
We got Italian sausage with roasted peppers and onions.
That's a beautiful pizza, and it's huge. Mark, I encourage all of my listeners right now, all of Matt Russell's listeners, to head on out to NYPD. Thank you for coming into the studio. We'll be right back. It's KNST On the Menu Live. AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
Guy has the big bite. He has the dainty bite. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
Welcome back to On the Menu, live with Matt Russell. John Fina sitting in for the magnificent Matt. On the line is Aaron DeFeo. He's the mixologist, number one cat out at Casino del Sol. Aaron, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Aaron, I spent a little time with you a couple weekends ago at the Margarita Championships at the Tucson Museum of Art, and I know you came up short in that one. I know you have a lot of accolades to your credit, a lot of victories and tournaments. How'd you feel? Did you maybe have a little bartender's elbow?
it's such a great event. It's such a great opportunity for bartenders in the community to get involved and hopefully, as we do more and more of these spirits-based events, I mean, I think they'll really shed some light on the incredible talent we have in this town.
Aaron, you're a Tucson original yourself, I understand, and you've been in mixology for quite some time. What keeps it fresh for you? Sometimes I think people must believe you're a bartender. That could be a grind, but you're more than that. But how do you keep it fresh? How do you keep the excitement going?
Well, I think pushing yourself is a big part of it. I mean, I like to push myself constantly, reimagining ways to make cocktails and flavor combinations. It's a lot like cooking in a lot of respects. But I think specifically for me, I know the creativity that you're allowed in making drinks is something that just keeps me going. I think a lot of bartenders haven't discovered that, and it can be a grind. I think without mixology and without studying this and trying to push the envelopes, it would be become a very tedious job.
I've got Aaron DeFeo on the line. He's the mixologist and chief spirits consultant out at Casino del Sol. I'm going to continue to make up titles while you're on the phone for you, Aaron. I hope you don't mind. If you got a question for Aaron, chime in right now at 880-KNST. That's 880-5678. Aaron, I got to imagine, in my tiny little brain, you ending up at Casino del Sol must be just an amazing place, a great gig with terrific support. Are you finding that's the case?
Absolutely. I mean, the casino as a whole has been extremely supportive. And my RF and executive F&B director, Victor Gonzalez, he's a real supporter of the program. I know, our CEO, Wendell, and all the people, that in all the different positions have been immensely supportive of me and everything I've been trying to do. And as a result, I think we've been able to achieve some pretty cool things. For sure.
Next weekend is the Spirit Summit. And Tony Abu Gannon's coming in for that out at Casino del Sol. And that's going to be all types of, I want to say seminars, tasting, mixology courses. How much prep do you and your staff have to do to get ready and make sure that that event comes off to the level that the vaunted Tony Abu Gannon expects?
It's a lot of work. I mean, it's been an uphill battle in a lot of respects, but you know, in the end, I think it's going to be worth it because Tucson's never seen something like this. You see this in a lot of bigger cities on a yearly basis, but this is something, you know, foreign to Tucson. I think it's such a great opportunity for consumers to go taste all these great spirits that they would, you know, maybe they don't want to pay $8 or $9 for a drink at a bar to try it, but you know, they can come here and they can try, you know, dozens of drinks, you know, for a very low price. And we've got some outstanding ways to purchase tickets. You can do tickets a la carte. Most of them are $40 or under for the event. And then for an all access pass, which gets you into almost all of the events, it's $125. And that's for 3 days worth of events.
I only wish that I was going to be in town for it. Unfortunately, I will be out of town. You're listening to On the Menu Live on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1. This is John Fina sitting in for Matt Russell. And I got Aaron DeFeo on the phone, mixologist out at Casino del Sol. A question that I think you probably get a lot is what your favorite cocktail is when you're slowing down. But I'm gonna ask you that. But in addition, tell me what the biggest mistake an amateur such as myself makes if I'm going to do maybe a 3 or 4 part mixed drink.
Well, there's really two rules to remember. And the first one is with cooking or with anything where you're preparing food or beverages is quality is key. I mean, if you don't put good ingredients into that drink, you might as well not make it. You can't put a cheap, you know, plastic bottle of whiskey into the drink and expect it to taste like the best old fashioned you've ever had. You know, you have to use a good whiskey. You've got to use fresh produce, fresh citrus, not something bottled that you bought at a store, but something you squeeze yourself with a little hand squeezer. And above all, you know, the biggest thing is it's just balance. You have to balance out the ingredients. Not too sweet, not too sour, not too strong. Don't use too much liquor in any one drink. That's extremely important, you know. Cocktails are meant to be enjoyed. They're not meant to be, you know, a struggle. They should be easy to drink. And I know Tony's a really big proponent of that, so I'm sure he could speak to that later on the show. But you know, I think the balance and the drinkability is really what you're going for, you know, the enjoyment of this drink.
Well, you're very clearly an expert, Aaron. I sampled your margarita at the Margarita Championships, and the balance was there, the flavor was there, the ingredients spoke for themselves. That was an incredible event. I would urge all Tucsonans to take a look at the World Margarita Championships for next year. That was a lot of fun. The night didn't go on all the time. We kept it on pace, and the food was outstanding from the Tucson Originals. You did a great job out there. I know you finished probably in the top five. Ryan Clark, he took top honors. Did you get a chance to sample the other margaritas on the floor, or are you just kind of too focused or not interested?
I was able to taste a couple. I know I tried Ryan's. Ryan and I have a pretty good kind of back and forth about drinks, and I tasted his, and he was very, very excellent. And I didn't get a chance to taste that many just because I was kind of busy making cocktails. But the overall, each year, the quality level of the field just keeps going up and up. And I think, you know, not to go back to the Spirit Summit, but the, you know, this is one of those events that kind of raises that bar and really, if people liked the World Margarita Championship, I mean, this is the World Margarita Championship on steroids as far as an event. It's really, you know, just, and for a good cause too. I mean, we're raising money to establish the Helen David Relief Fund, which is helping bartenders who are facing breast cancer or affected by breast cancer. So that's a really
That's a terrific cause, and I know that if it has the kind of attendance that the Margarita Championships had, it'll be an event that continues. This is, of course, the inaugural year with Tony Abu Gannon coming out, and I'm sorry that I'm not going to be there. Hopefully I'll be out there next year for the second of the annual Spirit Summits. Aaron, thanks for calling in.
And, thank you so much, John.
I hope you have a very strong Saturday night. Do tons of covers out there and mix up some great drinks for the Casino del Sol patrons. Have a great night.
Thank you.
And you're listening to On the Menu Live. Matt Russell's not in. This is John Fina live on KNST AM 790 FM 97.1. Our next guest is Matthew Landon. He's calling in from the Hacienda del Sol, which is great timing because the incomparable Mark Fontana from New York Pizza Department may or may not be joining Matthew tonight up at the Hacienda del Sol. Welcome to the program, Matthew.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to be here.
It's good having you. I understand that you've got a pretty exciting wine sale happening for November 17th, and let's just kind of get right to it. What exactly can the consumer or buyer expect to see at that sale?
Well, we have selected a bunch of different wines coming out of our cellar, so, you know, we're going to have all kinds of different things from Napa Cabs to just old-time maybe favorites from some of the you know, pretty popular producers that we've had the chance to really, you know, build the cellar off of. And we wanted to kind of put something together for all of our guests that do come up here and join us from time to time and kind of say, hey, you know, this is a chance to see, you know, if there's something on there that you might like or want to buy to give as a gift or maybe to just enjoy throughout the holiday season.
Outstanding. And Mark Fontana is considering coming up there tonight. Are you working tonight, Matthew?
I am working tonight,
yeah.
You're
going to be there. You're going to have the wine list in tow. And Mark's coming in. We've cemented it now.
Okay.
He's about 6'6", good-looking guy, curly black hair. Mark's on the line. He's in the studio still, so you could talk directly to Mark. You can give him a little maybe a little preview, a little direction on what he might want to, something nice out of the cellar, good value for the bottle and flavor, the whole bit.
Well, no, that'd be great, yeah. If he comes up, just make sure he asks for me, and we'll make sure we take great care of him, and he'll have a chance to peruse through the list, just like everybody else can. You know, we just posted the list yesterday on our website, so if anybody wants to take a look, the website is www.haciendadelsol.com.
Now, Matthew, I've been to the Hacienda on numerous occasions. We celebrated my parents' 50th anniversary there with a nice party down in one of the rooms there on the steps before you head up to the restaurant. It's gone through a number of different remodels, and it continues to thrive. It's such a beautiful landmark for Tucson. How much of that do you really capitalize on? And then can you steer people into the wine and food? Is it the whole experience?
It kind of is both. I mean, it depends on, you know, what type of dining you want to do for the evening. If you want to come up and you know that you saw something and you have something in mind and, you know, that's what you want to do, then, you know, we have a ton of guests that do that. But then we also have people who come up and just close the menu and tell us, you know, to feed them. And, you know, that's always a lot of fun as well. You know, with the sommeliers that we have on staff who are very knowledgeable, they can always kind of walk you in a direction if you let them know, you know, what your flavor profiles are and what kind of wine you like to drink, or even if it's a cocktail. You know, we've had the opportunity to mix some stuff up and, you know, serve some different things out of the bar too. So it just depends on, you know, what kind of dining situation you're looking for the evening. But, you know, our goal is to always make sure that every guest that comes up here does have an enjoyable time. And I'm happy that you had the opportunity to come up here for the 50th anniversary. That's great. We have a lot of people who, you know, come up and do have the opportunity to enjoy us on their special occasions. And, you know, that just pleases us to be able to do that for all of our guests time in and time out.
Now, Matthew, you're heading into what I would assume is going to be big business time for Hacienda del Sol. Do you end up with hiring extra employees to handle the load? Does the kitchen staff change considerably? Or do you guys, you're ready to roll all year round?
You know, it would be great if you were ready to roll all year round, but you know how the business can be. People move on and get other jobs and do different things. So, you know, it's constantly just trying to stay on top of the curve. But at this point, we are looking to maybe add a few more people. We have some breakfasts, you know, that we need to fill for some spots and different things like that. And then the kitchen, you know, we've had some new chefs start, and he just put out a new menu. Our new executive chef, Bruce Yim, he was currently down at Downtown Kitchen. So with the new menu starting and different things like that, you know, they're still trying to work out some of their kinks in the back. But, yeah, we're hoping at this time right now we pretty much have a solid core of the staff that we are going to keep going into our busy season. And then if we need to fill in some areas, that's what we'll try to address, you know, moving forward. But, yeah, I mean, everything up here has been really exciting. We're real fortunate to be looking, you know, forward to going into some of our holidays. We have Thanksgiving coming up around the corner. And then we also have Christmas Eve, Christmas, and New Year's, which we do all kinds of different events for those as well. And those will all be posted on our website. So anybody can go through and check those out on HacienDaOlSol.com.
Well, Matthew,
I'd just like to mention one more thing, too. Sorry, John. This wine blowout, it's a limited quantities available. So I just want to let everybody know that if you do take a look at the list and you see something on there, it's going to be first come, first serve. We're not going to purchase or sell online or by telephone. So we want to see everyone's beautiful, smiling faces in front of us. And we'll see if we can try to get you something that's still available on the list.
Thank you, Matthew. I appreciate you calling in. Head on up to Hacienda del Sol, and don't forget, you're on the menu live, KNST, 790 AM, 97.1 FM. We'll be right back.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
Well, welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is John Finas sitting in for Matt Russell. Our next guest happens to be the keynote speaker, the main reason, the number one guy you're going to see, the Casino del Sol, host the Spirit Summit next week, November 16th through the 18th at Casino del Sol. I welcome to the program, and I'm going to botch the second part of the name. It's Tony Abu Ghanem.
That was perfect, John.
I did it all right, Tony?
You did great, yeah. Abu Ghanem.
Abu Ghanem. Tony, it's great having you on the show. I'm, of course, sitting in for Matt. I'm a little bit of a rookie at the radio bit. However, I'm certainly not a rookie at the mixology and consumption bit. I'm not embarrassed to say that. And I'm thrilled that you're coming to Tucson. I won't be here for the event, so it's up to you. It's up to all of Tucson to make it an outstanding event so I can come to the second annual Spirit Summit. Are you ready to come on in here and blow the doors off of Tucson?
Oh, absolutely. As you know, I've come down for the last 7 years as often as I can for the Tucson Culinary Festival. I love Tucson. Went to school in Yuma, Arizona for a couple of years, and so I have a special place in my heart for Tucson. So when this opportunity was presented to host the first ever Tony Abu Ghanem Southwest Spirit Summit, Casino del Sol and Tucson just seemed like the perfect fit, and I'm just so thrilled to be part of it, and we've got some great speakers coming in. We've got some great events planned, and just really looking forward to the people of Tucson and all of Arizona for that to come out and share a cocktail with me.
For the listener out there, the all-access pass is $125 per person. That's Friday night. That's Saturday night. And that's Sunday. Tastings, seminars. Bombay Sapphire presents Making Great Cocktails at Home, hands-on with Tony Abu Ghanem. And that's a ladies-only event, so that, I don't know how you swung. How'd you negotiate that one, Tony? I mean, really, I'm not going to say that sounds sexist. I might have said that. That sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. What do you find when it comes to that? Is this instruction because you feel that women have the desire, but maybe feel the skill level isn't there? And what are you coaching in that?
Well, first of all, I just need to address the sexist comment. I'm a single guy, John. I've got to do whatever I can to.
Hey, this is a food show. Well, you know, we're foodies, so it's not sexism. We're laughing it up. We all know it's in good fun.
By all means, gentlemen, if you'd like to come, you're more than welcome. The idea is that in addition to hosting the first ever summit, it's also going to be the official launch of my charity, the Helen David Bartender Relief Fund for bartenders affected by breast cancer. So that's kind of the play with the ladies only, because the ticket price for that is really a straight donation to the charity. And we're giving everybody who attends a set of their own bar tools, so they can go home and recreate the drinks. But, yes, it's going to be very interactive. I will be leading the seminar on technique, proper technique, basic recipes, but then everyone will join in and actually make four drinks with me. So that's the hands-on part. And like I said, gentlemen, if you want to join the ladies, you're more than welcome.
Tony, I have a question for you. If I'm going to throw a dinner party and I'm going to have 10 people over and I'm going to do the cooking because I'm capable and I love it, and I'm thinking, well, I really don't want to put a bunch of beer on ice, and wine is a pretty simple sort of shortcut. But if I want to do a signature cocktail, in my mind, I've got to prepare that just like I'm thinking about the meal, days in advance, practicing things of that nature. Can you give us a little bit more? I mean, I just kind of scratched the surface, but thought process on that.
Well, I'm going to plug the dinner that I'm doing on the 17th.
Plug away, Tony.
Because this is going to answer your question. It's a fabulous dinner at the casino with the executive chef. The food he's put together is just off the hook, and I'm featuring the cocktails that I did on Iron Chef Battle Tequila that aired this season. So you're going to get a chance to try the cocktails that were actually on Iron Chef America, which is one of the hardest things. You watch the show at home, you say, God, I really would like to taste that. Well, on Saturday night at the PY Steakhouse, I'm going to pair those drinks with Chef's wonderful food. But to get back to your question, yes, you need to put that thought in, because anybody can open a bottle of wine or a bottle of beer, and I love beer and wine, but do a signature cocktail. Don't try to knock yourself out, John, and host an entire bar, because then you'll spend the entire party mixing drinks for your guests. But come up with a signature drink. And remember, recipes like cooking apply to drink mixing as well. So once you understand the basic formula for most of the drinks, you can have fun and incorporate some fresh ingredients, some seasonal ingredients, and do something really special. And take the time to think out the glassware and the ice and the garnish and all these things that will lend itself in the presentation to the enjoyment of the cocktail.
That sounds like what you say. It just makes me want to kick back into the leather chair with a fine cocktail, a little jazz music coming through the stereo, and just kick it back. And I did a little bit of a disservice to the listeners. I sort of skipped your bio, only because if I read through it, it would take up two segments here. But for those of you listening, and I know that I'm going to go out and take a look at Modern Mixology, Making Great Cocktails at Home by Tony Abugaman, and then, of course, Modern Mixologist, Contemporary Classic Cocktails. This is, you know, for me as a cook, I'm not a recipe guy, but I feel like baking, you're a recipe person. And with mixology, it's important to be precise, isn't it?
It is. It is really more like baking than it is like cooking, especially when you have the sweet and sour elements. Take a daiquiri, for instance. If you don't measure and you put too much lime juice, the drink's going to be tart. If you put too much sugar, the drink's going to be sweet. If you put too much rum, now that's a good drink.
A little bit of humor, a little bit of light humor from a very serious mixologist, Tony. We're looking forward to having you out here at Casino del Sol, of course. And I want to say personally that when I was traveling around the country a little bit here and there, I'd find myself in New York and doing everything I could to get into Mario Batali's restaurant, Poe, and unknowingly enjoyed one of your cocktails or one of your at least designs of a cocktail. You might not have been behind the bar. And then later on, when I'm trying to get a reservation at Harry Denton's in California, the same time you were working there, great places. Tony, you've got an incredible background. But what was the spark? And again, to stick with something like spirits, to really dive in and research and stay excited about it, what was it that did it for you? Was it a particular person, a particular place, or an event?
Well, it had to have been, you know, growing up in the business. My cousin Helen David, who, again, we're honoring with the Helen David Relief Fund for bartenders affected by breast cancer, she opened a bar in 1937, and she ran that bar for almost 70 years till her death at the age of 91. So she was my inspiration. She continues to be my inspiration. She has done so much for the profession and for women working in the profession. And like I said, it's a great honor for me to be able to keep her memory alive through things like the Helen David Relief Fund. So she really was the person who put the first cocktail shaker in my hand and taught me for a nickel more you go first class, that there's no substitute for quality and you only get out of a drink what you put into it. So I owe her pretty much everything. She inspired me and kept me in this industry back in the 80s when being a bartender was not always looked at as the kind of career you aspire to, but more of a part-time job. Today, young, passionate, committed bartenders, I mean, the cocktail scene that's going on in Tucson is fabulous. You got some great bars, some great bartenders. And again, I'm just so thrilled to have this opportunity to bring the Tony Ebuganum Southwest Spirit Summit to Tucson and share cocktails with the great people of Tucson, Arizona.
Well, you heard it from Tony himself. That's November 16th through the 18th. We've got a few more minutes with Tony. If you want to call in, it's 880-KNST, and it's On the Menu Live with John Fina sitting in for Matt Russell. Tony, I feel like I've wanted to invent a drink before, and it's a very difficult process. I actually ended up with something, and it was horrible. And then I really worked at it because I thought I was onto something, and it was horrible yet again. So I abandoned that project. So what advice would you give to somebody who wants to develop their own drink? You know, timeline, what sort of effort you put in at crib notes?
Well, Mark Twain once wrote that part of happiness in life is eating what you like. And I believe that he would have said that part of happiness in life is drinking what you like, too. And I think the two kind of work together. Once you get a basic recipe, one of my favorite drinks to play with is a French 75, which is really just a champagne twist on a Tom Collins. Fresh lemon juice, sweetener, gin, and champagne. Now, once you have that basic formula down, you could substitute, again, some kind of a different sweetener. You could put a liqueur in there like a Cointreau. You could muddle fresh fruit, raspberries and blackberries work beautifully with gin. You could change out the gin for cognac or if you want a flavored vodka. So it's, again, you get that basic recipe, and if you use fresh ingredients, don't use the store-bought artificial imitation mixes, but fresh ingredients and proper measurements. And if you got a copy of The Modern Mixologist Making Great Cocktails at Home by The Modern Mixologist himself, that's going to help on your journey, because really what I did in the book was, yes, we talked about some of the classics, we talked about my recipes, but hopefully to be able to inspire you to set out on this journey to making a great original cocktail of your own creation.
Well, that's terrific advice. Aaron DeFeo, that's an echo from Aaron DeFeo. Start with fresh ingredients, start with great ingredients. Now, I've always used as a rule, make sure that the brand name on the liquor that I'm using at least somewhat matches the origin of the alcohol. Stay away from Popov Tequila and McGregor's Rum. Is that a good thing? Because that's about as expert as I'm getting at this point.
Well, to quote my cousin Ellen one last time, she always said, for a nickel more, you go first class. And I say, you can't build a Ferrari out of Ford parts. So, again, you're only going to get out of that drink what you put into it. And I'm not about drinking more. I'm about drinking better.
Outstanding. Good advice. You can enjoy one or two cocktails when they're exquisitely prepared. Take a look at Tony Ebuganum's books, The Modern Mixologist, Contemporary Classic Cocktails, Modern Mixology, Making Great Cocktails at Home. Tony, I'm sadly going to miss your Southwest Spirit Summit at Casino del Sol next weekend. I wish you the best of luck. I will bet that it's going to be a great turnout. If it's anything like the Margarita Championships, and I know Tucsonans are looking for an event of this kind to put Tucson in a little bit more cosmopolitan light, and even if it's our casual nature to do so. Tony, thank you for joining me. Have a great trip out here and enjoy Tucson, Arizona.
Thank you so much, John. And if anyone, any of your listeners, come out to the festival, please track me down. I would love to say hello, have a drink with you. I'll be signing books on Friday night. We have a big welcome reception. Everyone's invited. And like I said, please come up, introduce yourself. I'd love to meet you. I love Tucson.
Well, what could be better than that? It's On the Menu Live. Matt Russell, John Fina sitting in. KNST AM 790, now 97.1. We're coming back after a short break.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
Welcome back. On the Menu, live. John Fina sitting in for Matt Russell. It's KNST AM 790 and now crystally clear 97.1 FM. It's time for our trivia question, and it's going to be a gift card as a prize. Mark Fontana, Tucson Originals gift card, if you win. Now, I thought this up off the top of my head, just a little factoid that I've been familiar with as a wine drinker. Now, everyone's familiar with Bordeaux wines and Cabernet and Merlot. And sometimes wines, when you go across the pond, they have different names. And then sometimes you can't name a wine something because it's not from the area of origin. So in California, the California winemakers wanted to bottle a wine that was similar to a Bordeaux wine. There are five grapes used in Bordeaux, all of which my listeners know. But in California, you can't call that a Bordeaux wine. And the rule in this country is if you name something a Cabernet, it has to have at least 75% of the juice from Cabernet grapes. So if you're going to mix that Cabernet with something, three or four other grapes of the Bordeaux varietal, you can no longer call it a Cabernet, and you certainly can't call it a Bordeaux. So a contest was held, and a word was created for a Bordeaux blend out of California. And what is the name of that blend? What was the name that it was given? And the etymology, what's the root on that word? If anyone can tell me, call in. It's 880-KNST, 880-5678. John Fina sitting in for Matt Russell. Did you enjoy the program, Mark? I know the pizza's getting a little cold. Is it okay if I take it home?
You take it home, man. Enjoy it. Bring it to the family.
And sandwiches, too. I got a meatball. You call it a torpedo?
A meatball bomber. Italian meatball bomber. Parmesan.
Meatball parmesan.
Meatball mozzarella cheese.
Outstanding. I had Mark Fontana in here at the top of the hour, the beginning of the show, from the New York Pizza Department, which you'll find on Wilmot. Specifically, what location?
1521 North Wilmot.
1521 North Wilmot. Great menu. I have known Mark forever. High quality food. Just a terrific guy. Great family man. He's not a Tucson native, but we're going to adopt him and call him one. And we've got a caller on line one. It's my namesake, John. John, can you answer the trivia question?
I think so. The answer is Meritage.
And pronounced correctly. Congratulations, John. Meritage is the answer. Now, what for the no prize follow up? What in the world? How did the word Meritage come to be?
It is a combination of the word marriage and heritage.
I'm going to disagree with you, John. We might have to go to that funky thing called the internet. But
yeah,
my understanding is it's a blend, as the wine is, of merit and heritage.
Oh, yes, you are right. I screwed up there.
Well, then we're going to have to take all your prizes away, and you're going to have to come mop the floors in the lobby of the Clear Channel Studios here at Fort Lowell and Oracle. What time can you be here? Cleaning crew starts at 2 a.m.
Well, I could be there at 2:01.
I am kidding. Yeah, you certainly will retain your prize because you did come up with the right word. Let's go a little bit deeper. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
What was the creator of the word Meritage supposed to win by developing the word? It was a contest.
Oh, my gosh. I'm stumped on that one.
All right, I'll tell you the answer. 10 winemakers in California were to give this person, whoever came up with the best word, a case of their blend every year for 10 years. And legend has it that only one or two of the wine vintners followed through and gave the man a case of the wine every year for 10 years. Thank you very much for calling in, John. And it's On the Menu live. Matt Russell isn't in. John Fina's in with Mark Fontana. One real Italian, one three-quarter Italian here, talking about great pizza at the New York Pizza Department. Tucson Original not yet a Tucson original per se, but Mark Fontana, great guy. Now, Mark, your parents lived in Buffalo, New York, not far from the home where I lived, and you said they operated restaurants in the neighborhoods up there.
Right.
Was that a function of you coming there after football practice, before football practice?
My last year in high school, I only had 2 hours of school a day. I was just finishing up. So I would actually go to school. I'd get out at 11 o'clock. I wasn't supposed to get out till 12, but the teachers knew I went to work. So I got out at 11, went to my dad's restaurant, worked through lunch till about 2:30, went back, played football. After football every night, I went back and cooked in the restaurant until about 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. I did that 6 days a week, so I kind of enjoyed it.
What was it like in the restaurant? Did you have characters? I know that when I lived in Buffalo, every time I turned around, I was like, this guy looks like he fell out of a goofy spy novel or something. You know, there's always like some guy named Freddy Fingers. And in Buffalo, we had a guy who sat at the end of the bar, and his name was Cadillac Harry.
They all got a nickname, man. Every one of them. Growing up, everyone my dad introduced me to had a nickname. It was never John or Joe. It was Vinny the Jew or Joey the left belt. I don't know. He came up with something for everybody.
It was that way in Buffalo. Lots of characters out there. Lots of flavor. And if you're interested in flavor, it's the New York Pizza Department, Mark Fontana. And while you're there, if you're thinking about a remodel job you need to do in your kitchen, or if you're thinking about opening up a commercial space and you need a tenant improvement, don't be afraid to talk to Mark about MFAZ Development. He's also a general contractor. He's the coach of his sons out at Sienega High School. Big strapping lads they are. Mark and I played football at the University of Arizona together. Mark, did you watch today's game? Did you get a chance to?
I saw part of it. I saw they were winning. I don't know how it finished up.
Do you want to know, or have you taped it?
I'd like to know.
All right. I think it was 56-31.
I saw that.
Kadeem Carey from Tucson, Arizona, CDO High School. 65 yards on 27 carries, and it was 4 or 5 touchdowns at the end. Now, if that doesn't make you hungry, if that doesn't make you want to go to the New York Pizza Department and bulk up, I don't know what does. Point of pride for us, though, today, the University of Arizona Wildcats. Mark, last words, holiday season, NYPD pizza, some words of encouragement to tell people how fun and easy and accessible you are.
Well, we do a lot of catering, too. I haven't mentioned that. We cater for all the holidays. We have a lot of hospitals, medical buildings, offices around us, or just for your home parties. Call us up. We do more than what's on the menu. We pretty much do anything you like. And we'll be catering for all the holidays. Make it easy on yourself.
Oh, I'm going to take you up on that. Can you do that lasagna in one of those like 20 by 40 pans for me?
We do anything you need, John.
And can I get the sauce on the side?
Sure.
Outstanding. Now, I like to make pizza with my kids. Okay. And I don't like to make the dough. And I figure, why should I make the dough if you make the dough?
Exactly.
So if I come in and get a dough from you, can I cut that into fours and make some 8-inch pizzas? How far is that going to get me?
Well, you could come in. We have 8-inch dough. Well, we have a 10-inch dough, 12-inch dough, 16, 20. You get whatever you want. So if you want to make small pizzas, get 4 small doughs.
Mark, I can't tell you how impressed I am. You've got this thing dialed in. The small one, the 10-inch, how much is that going to cost me?
10-inch is, honestly, I don't really sell much 10-inches. Just a couple bucks. Probably $2 for a 10-inch, 3, 4, and 5.
Now, are you going to be selling the sauce, too? I mean, no, you don't want to do that. You might as well just order a pizza.
Just order a pizza, and I'll give you all the ingredients. You can make it at home.
That's a lot of fun. I like making pizza with my kids at home. It's nice, too, because then they get to tailor make the pizza.
Right.
You throw whatever ingredients on they want. We have a good time with it.
And you can bring your kids in. Let them throw it there if they want.
Uh-oh. Mark, we're on the radio. You're going to have a line outside.
Hey, man, I've had people come in and ask me, could they make a pizza before, and I go ahead and let them give them a shot there.
Mark, a little question for you about the beer and wine. Now, you're going to have a little bit more responsibility. We've got a couple of minutes left. Talk to us about what you envision your patronage to look like when they're coming over to enjoy the bar aspect of NYPD.
Well, what I'm really looking for is, like I said earlier, the family. The mom and dad want to come and have a drink with their pizza, and the kids come in and, you know, get to eat pizza. So that's always a pleasure for them. I'm hoping not to draw the, not to be negative, but the drunks from the neighborhood, keep those out so the family atmosphere stays good, you know. And really, I think that bringing that in will probably change the whole aspect of the restaurant. It's going to be a little different. We have to be a little more careful with what we do because the kids do come in there. I'll probably have to hire a few more people to kind of keep an eye on things at night. Hopefully I'm not going to get, you know, like I said, people coming in drunk and having to escort them out. I'm looking more for a family dinner with a beer and a wine.
Well, Mark, I know you're going to be successful. Everything you put your hand to does very well. I was excited to see the expansion go in. I love swinging by there. As you know, I've introduced probably a half a dozen to a dozen people to your place, and I get nothing but rave reviews. My friend over at the dentist's office, I talked to him the other day. He says, oh, I haven't been there in so long. He's yearning to get back into NYPD. And ladies and gentlemen, once you get by there, I promise you, you're going to want to get back. You're going to want to try three and four things on the menu. It's not just great pizza. We're talking about unbelievable hero sandwiches and calzones and strombolis and lasagna and, oh, I'm going to come in for some baked ziti, eggplant parmigiano. Mark, it was a pleasure having you. Matt Russell, thanks for leaving town. It was John Fina on the live, on the menu live, in place of Matt Russell. Tucson, enjoy Tucson's restaurants. Get out. Support our local food vendors here. Be responsible. Be responsible to your town. Be proud of Tucson. Be proud of the offering and the availability of great food, great cocktails, and stand up and fight for guys like Mark Fontana, all the Tucson originals. Thank you, Tucson. I had a great time here on the radio sitting in for Matt Russell.